One of the key messages from the protests that followed last year's police killings of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor was that those deadly events were not isolated incidents. And now an NPR investigation is documenting that reality. Since 2015, police have fatally shot at least 135 black men and women, and that's counting only the cases in which the people who died were not carrying weapons. NPR's Cheryl W. Thompson led the investigation and joins us now. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Callum.
So, Cheryl, I understand that you and your team reviewed police and court records from all over the country. I mentioned a top line a moment ago, but could you take us through your findings?
Sure. So what I did was when I came up with this idea, and you know, you never know how things are going to turn out. But what I found was that out of the 135, there were at least 15 officers for whom this was not their first or their last shooting. Some had been involved in anywhere from 2 to 5 shootings over the course of their careers, and often deadly and sometimes without consequences. I also
So that's interesting because Well, I was just, you're making me wonder then, Cheryl, how often officers are held accountable, because if you've got repeats, that suggests, maybe doesn't prove, but suggests that maybe there wasn't accountability the first time around.
Well, that's true in a lot of cases. Actually, in 80 of those cases, there were no charges. Now, that's not to say charges can't be brought at some point because there's no statute of limitation on homicides. But in 80 cases, there were no charges. There were 13 officers who have been charged, or in 13 cases, I should say, officers who were charged with murder. And of those, 2 were found guilty.
You know, I feel like we should note that over the same time period, there have also been other deadly incidents in which the person who was killed by police did have a weapon. And that doesn't mean those killings were justified. And in fact, there's been a lot of public discussion in recent years about the phrase unarmed black person, in part because it can suggest that an armed black person is somehow inherently threatening. But I take it, Cheryl, that you and your team focused on the cases in which the person who was killed did not have a weapon, because those are often the cases that stand out, at least in public. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, none of these people. Now, remember, armed can also be a vehicle, right? If you're intentionally trying to hit a police officer with a moving vehicle, that even though you may not have a gun on you, you're considered armed. But in these cases, these people were not armed. I mean, I had victims who were naked running down the street. They were not armed. So it's, you know, it's one of those things you have to like figure out like what's really going on here. But what I've tried to focus on were the cases that raised questions to me, right? For example, there was a young man, 29 years old in San Bernardino County who was mentally challenged, and he was walking back to his motel room where he lived, and he really was minding his own business. There is no disputing that. And this officer just locked glances with him, thought he looked suspicious, and approached him, and it ended badly. He ended up shooting the guy, and he stayed on the force, and the family sued. There were no charges brought. The family sued in a civil trial, and they were awarded $33.5 million, which to me says something about, well, you know, maybe this wasn't a justified shooting, because that has to be one of the highest awards payouts of a police shooting in the country. So, you know, there were cases
certainly
like
not
that
typical
that I tried
for all of these cases.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because.
But so, Cheryl, I'm curious then, because you've mentioned that there are cases where there are repeat officers, and I'm wondering if there are other sort of themes that emerge in your reporting. In other words, you know, do you notice that these often happen during traffic stops, let's say, or when people are walking on the street? Are there other through lines that you pulled out of your reporting?
I did, and that's why I love, you know, that's why I love spreadsheets, right? Because you can lay it all out, and then you can analyze it and go, oh, okay, here's what I've got. So like 25% of the killings happened during traffic stops, and nearly 18% of the victims suffered from mental health issues. And, you know, those kinds of patterns, 19 officers were rookies, meaning that they were on that force for less than a year. In fact, one of the police officers was on the job for 4 hours. I actually have his, swearing in statement, and it was the same day that the shooting happened, you know, and so he was 4 hours on the job. Another was on there for 4 days, yet another for a week. I mean, those kinds of patterns. And I also found that 75% of the officers involved in these shootings were white. So it's not like it's all white officers, but it's a, you know, it's three quarters of them were white. So those were kind of the, some of the patterns that I found.
Well, Cheryl, we appreciate your work on this, because when there are takeaways that we see repeated like that, maybe there's something that we can learn to improve going forward. That's NPR's Cheryl W. Thompson. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Callum.